Will Smith slapped Chris Rock last night at the Oscars, and that's all you're going to hear about today.
Listen to me, all right? I woke up this morning, and I see my friend's Twitter feed. There was the Japanese feed of the Oscars of Will Smith slapping Chris Rock, because that's the one that still had all the swears.
Yes.
It's crazy!
So here's what happened. Chris Rock was doing his jokes, because, you know, that's what you do at the Oscars, right? And he made this joke.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it, all right?
So now, it probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but Jada has been battling hair loss, alopecia, and she's been very vocal about it, and she has a hard time with it.
Sure.
G.I. Jane was when Demi Moore went bald for the movie. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So that joke, and Will Smith laughed at first, and then he looked over at his wife, and she was not laughing. He gets up, marches to the stage, and slaps him.
I'm out here. Richard. Oh, wow.
Yep. You hear that? Hold on.
Yeah.
Let's get real close. Let's get close to it, right? Oh!
Listen to when he tries to recover after Chris Rock, too.
Right.
I mean, he's rattled.
That was the greatest night in the history of television. Okay.
Yeah, he has a hard time with
it. After that, he tries to announce the award after that, and he's a little bit shaken, to tell you the truth.
Well, imagine you're just doing your bits, and you're up there making cracking jokes, and you don't think anything of it, and it's, everything is light, and all of a sudden, Will Smith comes up and slaps you.
I have a million questions. Mm-hmm. I really do. First and foremost, I mean, do you think he's the bad guy?
Yeah.
I want you to imagine this going on.
I think what you want to know.
Billy Crystal being up there, or Martin Short or something like that, or Steve Martin, or Wanda Sykes lands that joke. I want you to imagine.
I don't think he would have done it if it wasn't Chris Rock, but I think that Will Smith is so far out of touch with reality at this point. Like, he is a long way from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He is a long way from that.
I mean, there's a lot of tension in that house. I mean, they've spoken publicly about it everywhere. That's the thing that amazes me, is that keep my wife's name out of your mouth. But, I mean, she's kept her name in people's mouths here.
So people, like, when this happened, people didn't know if it was staged. It was supposed to be a joke. And there's, like, this whole thing about, was it staged to make the Oscars relevant again? Like, there's no way. Because what we can't air is what he was screaming from the audience, because there was a lot of bad words in it. But he was basically saying, keep my wife's name out of your mouth. But then he gets up and he wins Best Actor Award, which, like, the irony of that, and he says this.
I want to apologize to the Academy. I want to apologize to all my fellow nominees. Hope the Academy invites me back. Thank you.
I mean,
to everybody but Chris Rock.
He doesn't apologize to Chris Rock.
You know, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, if his wife's feelings were truly hurt, and I believe that they were.
Of course they were.
I believe that she's upset. It's something that she's been sensitive about before. Then he's not the worst villain on the planet. On the other hand, I mean, I think you touched on it. The fact is that things are pretty real in the Smith household, right? Like, I don't know what's going on there, but there is a lot of wound up tension there in general. I mean, you're at the Academy Awards. Chris Rock cracks a joke. That's what he does. I don't know.
Oh, no. I disagree. I think if you're Will Smith, you've been in this game long enough that you show up at the Oscars, you're nominated for a Best Actor, you're going to be the butt of the jokes. Like, you know that.
You should be prepared.
That's what you're there. You have to be prepared. And you're a grown-up, and you're a professional actor. Hold it together. You want to punch Chris Rock later at Beyonce's gold party? Maybe there.
Maybe there.
Right, but you don't get up in front of the entire world that's watching do a thing like that. You look insane.
He could have been framed worse. I don't know, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, we'll talk about it more throughout the day today.
Oh, yeah.
If you have thoughts, what do you think? You can call 1-800-330-9999. I mean, it's wild. It's wild if you think about it. And whether or not it was fake, I'm shocked.
There's no way that
was fake. There's no way it was fake.
There's a secret in Hollywood. Don't ever allow yourself to get your butt kicked on film. It's a secret. And guys that have an ego that are in the business, they know that rule. They would never do that. Chris Rock would never do that for the Academy. Chris Rock owes the Academy nothing. Why would he want to save their show by getting slapped in the face?
Okay, so Will Smith slapped Chris Rock last night. So here's what happened if you missed it. Chris Rock made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith, Will's wife.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right?
And again, if you're not familiar, Jada has been vocal about having alopecia, hair loss, and she was at the award show and she was bald. And she's very sensitive about it. And she's talked about being sensitive. Now, at first, Will laughs, right? And then he looks over. Jada is not laughing. Clearly, her feelings are hurt. And he gets up and does this.
I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow.
And you could see that Chris Rock is trying to keep everything light.
I mean, he's trying to yeah. I mean, what do you do in that moment? I mean, you've ever been slapped in the face? It's a shocking moment. You're doing it on television. It's even more so.
Now, everybody is familiar with this feeling. When you feel the tension rising and you're not really sure what's happening, and then things get really, really awkward. And that's exactly what happened in this moment. And I want to say that I have heavily, heavily edited this. And you'll probably see where, okay?
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
I'm going to.
Ready
okay?
to come back up there.
I mean, it was at that moment, if you look on Twitter and look at the pictures of the celebrities' faces,
mm-hmm.
like The Rock was actually doing that thing with his one eyebrow.
His eye
up.
Was twitching.
Yeah.
And he wasn't even doing it for effect.
No.
It was just like twitching.
Yes,
he was like, I'm in the middle of something right now.
Yeah.
I'm seeing this. I mean, I've seen Will Smith in a lot of movies. He was never as intimidating as he was there last night.
Oh, 100%.
He was angry.
So now the question is, and this is what we want to hear from you, 1-800-330-9999. Was he wrong for stepping up to protect his wife? Because yes, are you crazy? Like, this is an award show. You're up for Best Actor, which FYI, he won, and he went up and he apologized to everybody except Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Like, you got to control your anger. That's part of the comedy.
I agree with everything you're saying, but he has to go home and live in that house. And here's the part that gets really iffy for me is that they have been so vocal about their marriage and the things that have gone on in their marriage, whether that's other people involved in their marriage, cheating scandals, you know, whatever it may be. They have been so vocal about that, and they've monetized that and done well on that through her podcast and other things. So you kind of open yourself up to public discussion of all these things. On the other hand, there's your partner. They are hurt. This is a thing that they have to go home with. I mean, I don't know. Does he get more roles or less roles? Should he have been arrested?
Yeah. Well, you handle it privately after the show. You say something to him afterwards.
But
you're both going to Beyonce's party.
But what does that do for Jada Pinkett Smith's feelings publicly? I don't know.
I'm looking at our text and it says, I am with him. You know, he needed to stand up for his wife. And he had it to do it publicly. I don't know if I agree with that.
Consider all the problems that they've had in their marriage and as public as they are. Is that moment where he's thinking, this is a thing I have to do for my wife right here, right now. I'm trying to salvage all the things that go on in my household.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999.
I want to apologize to the Academy. I want to apologize to all my fellow nominees. Hoping Academy invites me back. Thank you.
Apologize to everybody except Chris Rock, who's the one that he got on stage and slapped.
Well, he's still mad at Chris Rock. He's still upset with Chris Rock. And I don't think that thing's going to be resolved anytime soon, to tell you the truth. This is the kind of thing that sticks with you. This is going to be a meme for till the end of time at this point. Chris Rock will have this in every comedy show the rest of his career, because if he doesn't hit it head on, he looks like a chump.
Last night, Chris Rock made a joke about Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, and he went on stage and slapped him. Now, was he right or wrong to do that? That's what people are torn about. Was he defending his wife? 1-800-330-9999. Ann and Raven?
I think it was absurd. He should have been arrested or at minimum escorted out of the facility. And you know what's funny? Him and his wife talk about privilege, about everything. That was privilege that he got to assault somebody and has no repercussions.
You know, it's interesting because they even say that his code, what he did was a violation of code for the Oscars, and that his Oscar should have been revoked or should not have been awarded to him.
But given the fact that he responded to a joke, or that's the violation of the code?
No, because he slapped somebody else at the Oscars.
Oh, I didn't know that there'd ever be a code for that. I mean, I guess
if you assault a presenter, it becomes a violation.
I wasn't aware that ever happened before.
Well,
listen, that's the business you're in. That's the business. You're high profile. You're bald, they make bald jokes. You're fat, they make fat jokes. Alopecia is not a medical condition that can take your life. To him, it was funny, and she's been very vocal about it. So buck up, little one. Take a joke.
Thank you.
You might be right. I mean, at the same time, you're looking at your spouse. They're sensitive to something. They're upset. Anna and Raven, what do you think about what happened last night at the Oscars?
Hi there. I think that there's a gray area. I have a son, and so I definitely want to teach him that hitting is bad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We don't want to say that it was completely okay what happened. But at the same time, I think that a jab was taken, and it could be taken as bullying. I mean, Chris Rock was making fun of Will Smith's wife, and so Will Smith got up and stood up for her, and I think that that is good. And so that would also be a valuable lesson to teach my son.
You know what I worry about, Anna, is like, so, I mean, I get it. It was a sensitive topic joke, but what does this do for jokes in the future, for the award show? Are you the person that's hosting the Oscars ever moving ahead? Are you ever cracking a joke now?
Well, this is the problem I have as like a former stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Everything is so censored. You have to watch everything that comes out of your mouth. And a lot of times it takes the funny out. And it's like everything you say has to be so guarded at this point.
I think of Jada Pinkett Smith as tough. I always have thought of her, you know, as much as the characters that she plays and the things that she does. On the other hand, if it hurt, it hurt, right?
Yeah, but that's something you deal with privately. Anna and Raven, what do you think about what happened last night?
So, you know, it was a conversation this morning with my 14-year-old, and he said, I'm quoting him, that it was okay for Will to be super angry, but it was not okay for him to become physical.
Right.
It was wrong.
I agree.
100%. You can be angry. That's your family member. Yeah. And that's coming from a 14-year-old. Mm. I agree with my son.
1-800-330-9999. What do you think? Was Will Smith in the wrong for defending his wife? It's incredible looking at our text line how torn people are. You either support the fact that Will Smith smacked Chris Rock at the Oscars last night after he made a joke about his wife, or you think he was completely unjustified to do it and it was ridiculous. Here's what happened when he marched on stage.
I'm out here. Richard.
Yeah.
There's nothing more shocking than the moment that you get slapped. Mm-hmm. You never expect it.
Somebody said,
no matter what you said.
Yeah, on our text line, I can't read exactly what they wrote because they swore, but they said, like, why did he slap him and not punch him? And I thought that was interesting.
Well,
was
there's a difference, yeah. All right? When somebody slaps somebody, it's a respect thing, and you disrespected my wife, and it's a different thing when you punch somebody. You punch somebody, you know, then you're assaulting somebody, I guess. I don't know.
What do you think? Was
In
he wrong
eyes.
To do it? I think I agree with you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think?
I am disgusted by it. I am so sick of people thinking that violence is the answer. I just am like, that's never acceptable. He can defend his wife. He can support her. He can be there for her. But to get up on stage where we have a global audience and hit someone because you don't like what he said, just totally unacceptable. Lost all respect for him.
Anna and Raven, what do you think?
He was wrong on so many levels. We talk about, you know, celebrities not being above the law. What is this teaching our kids, that someone says something bad about your girlfriend and you smack them? If you're a public figure, I think you should be held to a higher standard. It's a private matter. Take it up privately. Comedians say things all the time, and a lot of it's meant as a joke. Most of it's meant as a joke. He was wrong on every level.
Yeah.
Smack him publicly.
Thank you for the call. It's just a sign of the times, too, though, how things have changed. I mean, before, that would be called chivalry, right? If somebody was picking on your partner and you didn't stand up to them, then you were a coward.
Oh, well, that was a big thing on Twitter. They were saying, what would Tupac have done in that situation?
Well, we don't want to find out what Tupac would have done.
Let's just
Had this been the 90s and it been a situation like that, I mean, we know how those stories ended in Vegas and with Biggie, too.
Right.
So, I mean, that's terrifying. But I mean, this could be a step towards that in many people's eyes.
I just think Will Smith is so out of touch with reality that what he did last night was so left field and terrible.
And Ann Raven, what do you think about what happened last night at the Oscars?
I think Will Smith was completely wrong. First of all, there's a time and place for everything, and that was not the place for that. But also, as like with comedy nowadays, that's not going to be the last time somebody's going to say something about her alopecia, unfortunately. And he can't beat up everybody. So he should have just kind of left that alone. Dealt with the feelings when they got home, like, you know, oh, babe, it's okay. I love you. You're beautiful still, whatever. But that was not the way to handle that situation.
I mean, she's clearly a beautiful woman, but I get what you're saying. Is, you know what? I honestly, my overall feeling when I saw this go on, I was worried about Will Smith. I was worried about where he's at, you know, like, because he's always been somebody so in control.
You want to know where he's at? He's at that he's lost touch
he's
with the
so
real
composed.
World and reality.
Yeah.
He was not composed. Right?
He's not the same Will Smith that he was 20 years ago. He's not humble anymore. He thinks he's above everything. You watch these interviews, and it's just like, who is this guy?
I don't know. Sad night.
I think he might be a little, he's trying to, like, save face a little bit because of all the embarrassment that they've been through with the entanglements and all that.
I tend to agree with you.
So I think he's trying to make himself look a little better, but I think he made himself look worse.
Last night at the Oscars, Chris Rock gets up and he's presenting, like, best documentary or something like that. And he makes this joke.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right?
So that's a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith because she's been going through alopecia and she's been very vocal about the fact that she's having a hard time with her hair loss. So she came and she's completely bald at the Oscars. And he makes that joke, G.I. Jane, because Demi Moore was bald in G.I. Jane. And Will Smith, her husband, doesn't take it well, marches up to the stage, and this happens.
I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow.
That's Will Smith smacking him right across the face.
It's a hard smack.
Yeah.
It's a real slap. I mean, he hit him. He wound up, and Will Smith is in shape. And, yeah, it hurt. And, again, shocking.
And people are trying to figure out if it's real, if it was fake, is it staged. But you know when things escalate and then it gets really awkward? That's exactly what happened with this very heavily edited clip.
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
Yeah, I mean, he gets louder and he's angry. And clearly, you know, I mean, Chris Rock just trying to roll through it there at that point. But it's an awkward situation.
Yeah. Yeah, real awkward. Now, the thing that the people have been going back and forth on all day is, was he justified to do this? His wife was visibly hurt. She did not think the joke was funny. He was standing up for her, but he slapped a presenter who's just cracking jokes. Like, what? It seems like you crossed the line. People are saying he should be arrested for what he did.
I felt reckless. I mean, here's the thing, though. You insult somebody's spouse and that they react. I mean, I get it. It's not the right thing, but I don't know that you call the police at that point. They prompted the action themselves.
But he's doing his job. He's a presenter, cracking jokes.
Again, there's a lot of things that he could have said up there that we would have been offended for somebody else in some sort of situation. It's a tough line. Where's the comedy? What does this do for comedy moving ahead?
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
Well, I think that was totally wrong of him. And I think nobody's taking into consideration the fact that probably his wife didn't even need him to do anything. If she wanted to say or do something, she could have done it herself.
Such a good point. It really is.
You know what? I mean, if Jada Pinkett Smith laid out Chris Rock,
that would have been a different story.
That would have been amazing.
She would have won the Academy Award.
Right.
Do you think that they would have given her Will Smith's Academy Award?
I would have loved that.
Let me tell you, I mean, have you ever met Jada Pinkett Smith?
No.
So Jada Pinkett Smith has a metal group. She was the lead vocalist for a metal rock band. And I met her through that. So it's the only time that I ever met her or Will Smith, because he went on tour with her. They were on Ozfest 2 years. I mean, she's a tough woman. She's a force. There's no question about it. She could have laid out Chris Rock. Chris Rock is not a tough guy.
Mm.
She could have done that. Yeah. Imagine what that would have been like.
1-800-330-9999. Would this have been a different conversation if it was Jada Pinkett Smith that went up and slapped him, standing up for herself? What do you think about that?
I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow.
That is Will Smith going on stage at the Oscars last night and slapping Chris Rock after Chris Rock made a joke about his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Chris Rock has got a tougher chin than I thought. That was a hard slap.
But the question is would it have made a difference if Jada went up there and slapped him? Would it have been justified if she did it to stand up for herself? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
No, I don't think I don't think we should be in this situation where if you don't like something somebody says, you slap them.
You know, at first when I thought about it, I'm like, yeah, she could stand up for herself. She should have done that. But the more I think about it, the more everybody's right. Like, there's never a right time to react like that in public. There's not.
I mean, they call it the high road for a reason. But it just, if this was two amateur people and somebody from a platform was making fun of one of them, you know, your partner, I think the gut reaction from many people is, I'm going to do something about it.
Yeah, but it's still, I mean, A, you're watching, it's not equal comparison because you're watching a comedian and you have to expect that somebody's going to be making fun of somebody, right? But you know, he would have been we would have, like, right now we're not talking about the fact that he won an Oscar, right? So he overshadowed himself. We're talking about the fact that he did something stupid. But he could have, if he had turned that around in his acceptance speech and buried Chris Rock, it would be a completely different story.
No, I agree with
you. He would have totally been the high man.
I think I agree with you there. I mean, I think that Will Smith regrets it today. I mean, even though he didn't apologize to Chris Rock, I think he certainly knows that he had a terrible moment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he looked visibly upset. You can see him afterwards. Yeah. Like, I think him and Denzel were crying together.
Like he needs to be, like, on sabbatical.
Dana and Raven, would it have been different if Jada went up there and slapped Chris Rock instead of Will Smith?
I think Jada Smith should have done it because Will Smith was laughing until he saw her face. So I don't think it was justifiable or understandable.
Hi, it's Dana and Raven. Do you think it would have made a difference if Jada Pinkett Smith went up there and slapped Chris Rock and not Will Smith?
No, and violence is never the answer. And, you know, you had made a comment about Chris Rock insulting Will Smith's wife, but did he really insult him, or was it just taken as an insult? I think it was given as a joke and taken as an insult,
I
think that's where the divide is.
I mean, but you can't decide that for somebody else's emotions. You don't have a baldness issue, right? So, and he's not talking about you, so it's very presumptive to think that you can speak to how it is that she's feeling in that time. I get what you're saying. It's a joke, it should be a joke, and everybody should be able to make jokes, but we're worried about how other people feel about jokes. This is a medical condition. It obviously hurt her feelings. I'm not saying it's okay for him to walk up on stage and slap somebody, but I'm also not saying that it's okay for you guys to decide it's funny and for her to have to just deal with the fact that you guys think it's funny and that she doesn't think it's funny.
But that's comedy.
I don't actually think it was funny. I think the joke was in bad taste. Yes.
Okay.
But it doesn't give him the right, like you said, to go up and do that, you know?
Yes.
And, Will was laughing until he looked at his wife.
And saw
her
expression.
So I feel like he needs some therapy and not from his wife.
Well, I would agree with that, too, is that I think that the man needs some help.
I will say this. I don't think Chris Rock would have made that joke if he really believed it was going to hurt her feelings. I don't think he would have.
I think Chris Rock thought that was a safe space for him.
Yeah.
I think he felt like, oh, we're both performers in this. We probably, you know, we've had some interactions before. I think he felt like it was a safe one. I don't think that there was anybody in the room more surprised than Chris Rock.
I agree with you. 1-800-330-9999. Does the story change if Jada would have got up and slapped Chris Rock herself?
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right?
That's the joke that caused all the controversy today. That was Chris Rock at the Oscars last night making a G.I. Jane joke to Jada Pinkett Smith, who showed up bald. But if you know anything about Jada Pinkett Smith, she has alopecia and she's very vocal about the fact that she's been having a hard time with her hair loss.
Mm-hmm.
So Will Smith, what does he do? He gets on stage as her husband, goes right up to him, smacks him across his face on live TV. A lot of words were exchanged that were very heated. And then he wins Best Actor Award.
What a wild night, huh?
And he says this.
I want to apologize to the Academy. I want to apologize to all my fellow nominees. Hope the Academy invites me back. Thank you.
So there's a lot of controversy today about whether or not the award should be taken back. Should he be arrested?
Mm-hmm.
And whether he was even right to do this.
Right, morally.
But the bigger question is what if Jada got up? What if she walked up to stage and smacked Chris Rock? Would this be a different story today? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Oh, I'm commenting on the other part of it because I actually suffer from that condition that Jada suffers from.
Okay. And tell me, did you think the joke was funny?
No. Like, I am crying for her. It's a terrible thing. You know, you get up every morning trying to get ready and do things, and you know, I never thought that I would be upset about anything, but it's, you know, it's a super upsetting condition, and I think it's probably disrupts her household more so than people are, you know, giving credit to.
Thank you very much for your call. I have felt like this has been something that's been breezed over because a lot of people don't understand. Listen, I have psoriasis. It's a skin condition. If Chris Rock was on stage cracking jokes about it, it would be upsetting to me. It would be hurtful to me. But if my wife got up there and slapped him across the face, I'm not going to apologize for her.
But she shouldn't do that.
No, no she should. You're right. She shouldn't, but...
I 100% agree. And you know, it's a condition that's terrible.
It's hurtful. It's hurtful.
You don't make fun of cancer.
That's right. That's right.
Right, but the joke is in poor taste, yes. But the way it was handled was wrong.
And Ann Raven is a completely different story last night if Jada Pinkett Smith slaps Chris Rock, not her husband.
No, I'm actually happy that her husband got up and smacked him. I wish he would have actually punched him. That would have been better. I don't think that's right. I mean, I understand. We weren't at a comedy show. When you're at a comedy show and things can, you know, go astray, that's one thing. But this was not a comedy show. And I think it was great that he stood up for his wife.
I disagree with that. I think it is a comedy show. You bring Chris Rock to present. You want him to crack jokes. That's the same thing when you hire Amy Schumer, Wanda Sykes and Regina Hall to be the host. You want jokes.
I mean, I agree with you. The fact that a certain amount of comedy is expected at an award show, especially when you're bringing in people like that. That's the only part that I'm going to agree with at this time, you know, because I'm torn on the rest. Ann Raven, is it a completely different conversation if Jada Smith gets up there and slaps Chris Rock last night instead of Will Smith?
Absolutely not. I love Will Smith. I've always loved Will Smith, but his behavior last night was horrible. You have to expect it's Chris Rock. He's going to say inappropriate things. It doesn't give you the right to smack him in the face.
You're right.
And Ann Raven, is it totally different if Jada gets up there and hits Chris Rock last night?
No, it's not totally different. Nobody finds wrong that Will was defending his wife. But once you assault somebody, that's where you're crossing the line, especially when we're talking about they were trying to make a jovial joke out of something.